The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Is What's On Your Mind. Hello, folks. I'm Scott Hanlon, host of, I must say with great humility, the most listened to radio program in the Northern Plains. Thanks to our friends at 550 K-Fire, KCJB, Minot, KLTC Dickinson, and the Flag family of stations, AM 1100, the Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, AM 1090, KTGO. You're the reason. You. Speaking of you, I have a direct question for you today, the audience of this program we call What's On Your Mind. It is a very serious question. So get ready to not only absorb the question, but also, I would hope, sincerely answer it today on the program. If you can't tell, Todd, I'm a little agitated today. I told your cohort.
As opposed to what?
I told your cohort, Mr. Parker from the PMS Morning Show, that I was hot under the collar.
Hmm. You're still wearing your tie. Impressive. Yeah. I'm
going to be at the Capitol today for a press conference at noon, so I thought it appropriate to actually wear a...
Here I am wearing a T-shirt, but oh well.
No, I tend to dress up around legislators because they're always dressed up. So I know Senator Rich Warner, the majority leader, who's holding a press conference at noon today, will have a tie on, so I'm wearing a tie out of respect
more
to the...
Perfume, you're far more of a snuck-up than I am.
To the legislators.
I showed up in a T-shirt. Here we are.
Anyway, by the way, next hour, Sergeant Tom Iverson will be here, Trooper Talk. If you could ask a trooper anything, what would it be? Think about that a little bit. We have some time with the trooper in the 10 o'clock hour. In the meantime, we get to find out what's on your mind. Here's how you answer. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. As we look at the bevy of things we could talk about today, including that press conference that will happen at the state capitol concerning the upcoming legislative session, and the funding for oil-impacted communities, that's a big story. Be a big one tomorrow, no question about it. Adrian Peterson is a big story. Outcry, obviously, including from Governor Mark Dayton in Minnesota, to suspend Adrian Peterson. And the Radisson, you know, pulling out and everything else going on. The Vike said, he's gone.
Imagine my surprise still being up long after midnight and that news breaks right about then. Since when does something like that break at midnight? I thought they all went to bed.
Exactly.
It's not.
I think actually Ziggy Wolf would make a great foreign policy advisor to the Obama administration. No, you don't need to worry about ISIS. They're the JV. Wait a minute. No, they're bad guys. Take them on. We can manage them. No, we're going to destroy them. What the heck is it? Make up your mind.
Inexperience showing? Was that overreactionary because they got spanked by the Patriots? We need AP back. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Everybody's mad at AP. Okay, now we need to pull them then. Okay.
So that's a story we could cover. We could talk about this prosecutor who's declined to charge the perpetrator in the death of a 92-year-old Valley City pedestrian. That one's a head-scratcher for me. We could talk about Governor Jack Dalrymple's comments about Common Core, who he says is only imposed by the far right and the far left. We could talk about North Dakota lawmakers told that a continuing 12% across-the-board property tax credit would cost an estimated $215 to $230 million in the next two budget cycles. We could talk about Tex Hall, the three affiliated tribes chairman, calling a critical report a smear campaign out of the election that's happening there. Anyway, there's a lot of things to talk about. But we can talk about Ebola. And by the way, President Obama saying the outbreak is spiraling out of control, which is why he's sending 3,000 troops to build treatment centers. Let me repeat that.
Yeah.
President Obama has said he's going to send 3,000 troops to help build treatment centers in West Africa, because Ebola is spiraling out of control. I don't want to minimize Ebola, but I want to ask you, if the United States of America, as you know it, as you want it, is the kind of country that's going to send the men and women of the United States Armed Forces, the greatest fighting force on the face of the planet Earth, to West Africa to build treatment centers to take on Ebola, but we're saying no to ground troops to take out ISIS. The folks that are beheading individuals, the folks that want an Islamic State everywhere. Evil, unlike anything we've seen short of Hitler and the Holocaust. They're not worthy of our ground troops, but Ebola is. Folks, I've come to a conclusion here, and this is my reason for being a little hot under the collar. We are the problem. President Obama doesn't own this, nor does Speaker Boehner own this. Harry Reid doesn't own this any more than Mitch McConnell does it. If we want ground troops, they'll be ground troops. If we want to face ISIS, it'll happen. But right now, every politician, for the most part, has got a big old giant finger in the air trying to determine which way our wind is blowing. And you know what? This is bad. This is really bad. Don't take my word for it. ISIS themselves, the Islamic State, these radical Muslims have said a confrontation with us is inevitable. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
They're saying, hey, we're coming for you. And you know what we're saying right now? Ebola is a bigger problem. We'll send ground troops there. We're not going to send ground troops to Iraq. We've ruled it out. I believe it's time for us to awaken. And we need to awaken in a big way to say, you know what? We're in this fight. Congressman Kevin Cramer told us an interesting story yesterday on the air where members of Congress have actually polled some of the best fighters in our armed forces. Literally went to these military installations and said, what do you guys want? And their answer is, look, we're stretched thin. You've sent us a lot of places. We're worn down, but this is our fight. This is our job. We don't send other people to fight for us. We fight. The troops want in on this. General Dempsey yesterday is being roundly criticized because he actually had the guts to say, you know, we may need ground troops at some point. And the president continues to draw a line in the sand. I don't want to blame him or any politician. I want to know what you want. Do you want troops on the ground in Iraq? And libertarians, bring it on. Liberals, bring it on. I want to hear from you. Because you're the stick the head in the sand crowd that thinks that we can ignore this threat. So I disagree with it, but I want to hear from you. And I want to hear from folks everywhere in between the libertarians and the liberals on what you want. And every veteran that calls this program is going to the front of the line because you really matter. And I want to find out if the troop survey that Congressman Craver is talking about is accurate and if it reflects your views. Do we have the guts for this? Do you want boots on the ground? Will you answer that question? It's more important than everything. We have an opportunity right now, not unlike we could have had in Afghanistan pre-9/11. What happened in Afghanistan? They plotted and they planned 9/11, something that was a gut blow to our economy and to our country. The biggest attack on our soil since Pearl Harbor. We're at that crossroads right now, and we're soft. The wussification of America is loud and clear. Tell me what you want. 800-228-0550. I'll try and not yell anymore. I'm a little revved up about this, as you can tell. I don't want to talk about Adrian Peterson. If you do, that's fine. There are a lot of things that are I'd rather talk about every day. It's a good day if I don't have to mention the name Barack Obama on this program or even wander into the morass of Harry Reid and the death of every piece of decent legislation that's passed the House right now or any of that gamesmanship that's going on. But we need to talk about this, in my view. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. Call us. 800-228-0550.
By the way.
Bob in Valley City.
You did see the old one.
I know I did. But we need to. We need to have the conversation.
I thought about letting it go, but I decided that I got to be consistent with my enforcement here.
Thank you.
Sure.
To the phones. Bob in Valley City, you're first. What's on your mind?
I'm a veteran, and my family has served over 100 years in the military. We've been in every war. We've lost three of my relatives to combat. And I don't want any of our troops in Iraq until we have a different administration that's going to back them up. And I say that because if my son would have got killed in Fallujah And now Fallujah is back in the control of ISIS because we have a weak president and a weak administration that doesn't want to back him up. I'm not sending my kid into harm's way. In fact, I told every one of my kids, you're not going to the military until this gets straightened out. And then if you do go in the military and you get wounded and you come back, then you get trashed in the VA system. So why in the world would we want to put our troops in harm's way when we have an administration that won't back them up, won't go in and win, and then when they do get winded, it doesn't support them when they get back home?
Wow. How sad is that? Bob, it does suck. You're right. And I can't disagree with anything you said. However, you go to war with the president you have. I think a better approach myself would be, I don't know that we can wait this long. We can't wait for a new administration. What if it's Hillary? What if, you know, and then the threat is here and it's now. To me, I'd rather have Congress fix the rules of engagement, and everything you worry about can be fixed if the American public rise up. If North Dakotans rise up, let your voice be heard right here. Thanks, Bob, for your service.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local county extension agent for more information about the soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
According to a Kaiser Family Foundation study, North Dakotans pay hundreds of dollars more each year for prescription drugs than consumers in other states. We're the only state that prohibits retailers like Target, Walgreens, and Walmart from hiring licensed pharmacists and offering hundreds of commonly prescribed prescriptions for just $4 a month. Let's cut the cost of prescription drugs. Vote yes on Measure 7.
Paid for by North Dakotans for Lower Pharmacy Prices. Lisa J. Carlson, Treasurer.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning. Ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Promo code Scott gets you a 2-for-1 deal on their original classic pillows, a savings of 50% when you call 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott, the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, 60-night money-back guarantee. Got some great emails last night from somebody who said, I am going to New York City with you, Scott. North Dakota Farm Bureau is hosting a New York City Christmas holiday getaway. December 7th, 5 days, 4 nights, Belvedere Hotel. Check it out at ndfb.org. Very honored to be hosting, along with my lovely wife, Maria, a trip to New York City for you. Okay, let's get back to the phones here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. That was a sad call from a veteran, but I understand the sentiment. I totally understand it. On the other hand, to me, if we speak out about the rules of engagement, if we speak out about VA care for our vets, that'll get fixed. I don't think we can sit here and say we're gonna wait this one out. We can't, in my view. But I appreciate the sentiment and share the concern. Jim in Fargo, listening on AM 1100, The Flag. You're next.
Yes, hey, I'm a veteran, and I just wanted to comment on a couple of things. First off, there's people that sit there and say if you support ISIS, I mean, going after ISIS, that you should strap a uniform on and go over there. Well, I want to see everybody that says, well, they're against poverty and do this. Well, here's what you do. You send every dime you got there, and then you go down and you feed people. I mean, come on. You know, when a veteran takes the oath of office, we know that our life is no longer ours for whatever period of time we enlisted for. Yet you absolutely know that, and I'm not, you know, that's just a fact. That's just a fact. And, yes, I do support going after ISIS. We have no choice in the matter. We have zero choice. And there would be public sentiment if we had a president who had any ability to persuade people, and a decent people, I should say, in any way. I mean, because he would come out and he would convince the people, and he would let them know how necessary it is that we do this.
Well, I agree with you, but we'll be long gone if we wait for that, right? I mean, this president is not going to lead. He's not going to go out there and make the case for a forceful, I mean, do what it takes approach to taking out ISIS. It won't happen. So we've got to go the other way around, and that's why, look. Republican or Democrat, I've never relied on a politician to fix anything. If you do, we're in a world of hurt, right? And we can point to great leaders in our past. Ronald Reagan would be a prime example of someone that would say, okay, we need to do this and go make the case for it. George W. Bush did it in Iraq. Don't forget, public opinion and Republicans were going south on Iraq. And what did George W. Bush do? Doubled down with the surge. Doubled down and then went out and made the case, and the tide turned on it. He left, he turned the whole public opinion on Iraq around. So it can be done, but this president won't do it. So to me, Jim, it's up to us. And you say you support it. You said you support it. Do you support
it? I support it, and I am a veteran, and I wore the uniform, and I'm proud to say that. And I know that every GI that's out there feels the same way, because that is how we is. It, unless you've been in the military, you don't understand the brotherhood of GIs. But the GIs support things; they support things. That's just a fact.
And when you say you support it, you're saying ground troops and whatever it takes to take these guys out. And
whatever it takes to take it out, because these, you know, I would rather fight. One of the reasons the United States is still intact as well as it is we've never fought a war on our grounds, and trust me, if these people sit there and want to wait till ISIS comes here, they would be singing a very different tune, I can guarantee you that.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate your call. Appreciate your service. And Shane, so you know, Sven Snerdly is on the phones. Is his middle name Shane? What is it? It's Sven Shane Snerdly or Shane Sven Snerdly? Which is
it? Well, it's actually S. Sven Snerdly, but the first one is Shane.
Okay, all right. So would you do me a favor and ask when folks call today if they're a veteran, and then let me know that so we put them to the front of the line, okay?
You bet.
All right, we're going to do that. And two good examples of great calls there from veterans. One a go and one a no-go when it comes to doing what it takes. Ground troops, all in, take them out. One a go, one a no-go. Marlene and Minot, listening on 910 KCJB. What's on your mind, Marlene?
All of my children wore uniforms. But my frustration is that we've been in Iraq. We've been over there. We keep fighting and fighting, and then it pops up. Why is it always our battle? And I am so heartsick when I see these pictures of these veterans coming home without limbs and traumatized. My one son was in Korea at the DMZ, and he still has effects. He was wounded also. And this is my frustration. I wonder how long can we police the world? And what are we going to do? Go over there and fight them again and fight on their soil again? We just can't do this.
So you do not want ground troops? You do not want us to engage in this battle with ISIS?
No, not yet.
Do you, not yet. What would it take?
It would take more than it is right now.
Marlene, appreciate the call. Want your opinions on all sides of this. 800-228-0550. By the way, when you call, you have two options. One, leave a message. Let us know whether or not you're a vet. Leave your comment. Two, to chat with us on the air. We're going to go as quick as we can to get to everybody today. Let's go next to Chris in Bismarck, listening on 550K Fire. Chris, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. I'm a veteran. I enlisted when I was 17 on September 11, 2002. A year after the World Trade Center attack. And I'm still in the North Dakota Guard. And the way I see it is, first off, a soldier, as soon as he takes that oath of office, it's your main job, your main priority is kill and be killed for your country. I've got three sons, 8, 5, and 2. I would rather be over there fighting with the target on my back, give them an easy target at me, then let them come into my backyard and have the target be on my kids' backs. I will go over there. I will fight. I will die. I will, if I lose a leg, if they let me, I go back with a lost leg. Give me, you know, prosthetics, whatever. I'll keep going back and I'll keep fighting to keep them over there. I do not want them here. I do not want them in my backyard.
And do you believe the Islamic State wants to be here, wants to be in your backyard? Do you perceive the threat to be real, that that's exactly what they intend to do?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, me too.
I do.
And you couldn't have said it any better, and I don't know that the threat could be any more clear. They're saying a confrontation with us is inevitable. Thanks for your service. Thanks for the comment. David, driving through North Dakota, listening on 550K Fire. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Yeah, I'll comment on sending troops over, absolutely. Put them on the ground, the whole park, get it done, in and out 2 years. I was off the coast of Lebanon on the USS Midway, that fleet that year, 83 to 93. I saw what it was like before the storm started. You got some great callers today. You got good comments in. But you got to have troops on the ground. But you can't tie their hands like we've been doing. That just doesn't work.
We got to fix that. We have to find a fixer. And again, we have to be the ones that demand it, because it won't happen there. This came up yesterday with Congressman Kramer. I'm wondering if there's something that can be done on that. You know, you don't really want Congress micromanaging a war, but when you have a president that won't fight it, what do you do? David, thanks for your service. More of your calls when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Christmas time in New York City is magical. Hi, friends, I'm Scott Hinnon, host of What's on Your Mind on this very radio station. Honored to be hosting with the North Dakota Farm Bureau a trip to New York City at Christmas time. This is 4 nights in Manhattan at the Belvedere Hotel. This is 4 breakfasts, 2 dinners, a professional tour director, round trip, airfare, everything's included. Most especially, every sight you need to see in New York City. The tour is amazing. A Broadway show that'll dazzle you. The Rockettes Holiday Show at Radio City Musical. I've seen it before. You can't even believe it. Since the first version in 1933, the show is a New York City Christmas tradition featuring over 140 performers. Absolutely fantastic. Hurry, space is limited. Book your seats now for a New York City Christmas with yours truly, Scott Hennett, my wife Maria, and a whole host of good folks from North Dakota. Sponsored by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Go to ndfb.org right now, but hurry, ndfb.org.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Want. Never mind the politicians. Forget about it. What do you want? Do you want boots on the ground? Do we have the guts for this? This is about us. You hear from the men and women of the armed forces. You hear from veterans. And, you know, surveys suggest, even yesterday, General Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, saying we may need ground troops at some point. Boy, I bet he's going to the woodshed today. What do you want? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 on What's on Your Mind. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennon on 550 K-Fire, KCJB Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1090 KTGO in Stanley, Tioga, Watford City in Williston, and of course KLTC in Dickinson as well. Back to the phones. Let's go to Blaine, a vet from Minot, listening on 550 K-Fire. Blaine, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I was with the 101st and the first push into level 3. I was a fuel truck driver with the 561st Force Support Battalion. We didn't finish the job really there. We kind of held them back, kind of kept things quiet for years until now they pulled out. But Daddy Bush, back in the 90s, when Desert Storm didn't finish the job then. I mean, how many soldiers have to die before our government will actually let the soldiers do their job? We have to go back. We don't have any other choice. If we don't, they're going to be here. My son just left for basic training 2 days ago, and he's following his daddy's footsteps. And he's going to be a tank driver. He'll go driving Abrams. Thank God. He wanted to go infantry. I told him no way in hell. Got something more between you and the enemy than a flag vest. But we don't have any choice. We have to go in there. If we don't, Sharia is going to be right here. And I don't know, for the general population of low-information people, I don't think they quite understand just what kind of hell those people live in over there because of Sharia and the oppression and tyranny they have. I don't know. That's really all I had to say.
Well, that's a lot, Blaine. That's a lot. And I tell you, one of the questions we've asked here is whether we have the guts for this. You obviously have the guts for it. Not only have you been there, done that, you're sending your son, and at the time you're sending your son, you're saying, go in there, and not only go in there to win. Get it done.
Yeah. If we let our soldiers go in, let our military handle it. Get the politics out of it. Politics have no room in war. All politics do is get soldiers killed. That's it.
You know, Norm Schwarzkopf, the general that led the effort in Desert Storm.
Good man.
In the first one. I agree with you. And, I have a friend that knows him pretty well, knew him pretty well. He's passed away here in the last year or so, I think. And you know, he made the case. You mentioned, you referenced not getting the job done with Saddam Hussein in that first go around. That was a military decision, right? That was Schwarzkopf that was advising Bush 41 to go there. In retrospect, I think it looks wrong. I mean, we can do that all day long. Look, I revere Ronald Reagan. I think he was the greatest president of the 20th century, one of our greatest presidents ever in the history of the United States of America. I believe if Ronald Reagan were here today having a conversation with Blaine and your son and Todd and I, he'd probably say, knowing what we know now, we should have been more forceful in our reaction to the attack on the Marine barracks in Lebanon. In 83, right? We can play this woulda, shoulda, coulda. You know, why didn't we better respond to the embassy bombings in the Clinton years? Whatever. It's a fool's errand, in my view. All it is a circular firing squad. We are where we are, and I think your advice, Blaine, is unbelievably well thought out. Go there to win, get it done, and saying it as somebody that's sending a son. Go or no go. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Jim on the road listening to AM 1100. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. It's good to talk to you. There's so many thoughts swirling through my head here with the condition of our country. I haven't served, but I'm a patriot. I carry a Bible and I tote a gun. I don't know who I am more afraid of, the terrorists or the people running our country. I'm terrified. All the friends I have my age, I'm 58. My birthday is 9/11 of all days. And I'm absolutely terrified of the direction that we're going in this country. Something that sticks in the back of my head is, can you imagine the terror? I believe these people are in our country. If they were to hit a school in the middle of North Dakota, would there be terror in this country?
And by the way, if you're them, North Dakota's no longer a secret. There's obviously the oil, dominance that's happening, and to hit anywhere, quote unquote, in the heartland, right, would be real. Right. You're absolutely right. By the way, tie that to Congressman Kevin Cramer on with us yesterday when somebody called and said, hey, what about reports of these terrorists infiltrating the southern border? He said, I'm more worried about the northern border because Canada has such a soft immigration policy. These terrorists can easily infiltrate into Canada and then come down from the... So your scenario is real. This is an opening salvo for genocide. These people behead people for just being from America. They behead people just from being from Britain. They kill children because they go to Christian schools.
Scott, myself and all my friends that are like thinkers, just like I'm talking to you now, it feels like our hands are tied.
They're not, though, Jim. They're not. Let me interject. Sorry to interrupt. They are not tied. That's why I'm snapping today, because I think we're sitting here on the sidelines throwing our hands up saying, I don't like this president. I don't like where we're going. You talked about, you don't know who you're more afraid of, the terrorists or the people running our country. Think about that. Now, I understand the sentiment, but my point is, I think we need to take our country back. I think we need to speak out in a big, big way, because guess what? If Heidi Heitkamp, as the senator from North Dakota, is hearing call after call after call after call today saying, get in the game, she's more likely to, you know, pick up the phone and say, you know what, we need to get in the game, right? And so you got a whole host of Democrats that are mamby-pamby on this. They think that, you know, the polls are against them on this. And, by the way, Republicans that are nervous because they've got a libertarian wing that thinks, you know what, this is not our fight, that we're war-weary. So I don't want us to be defeatists, Jim. I want us to just speak loudly, and the politicians will then follow, in my view.
Is this going to bring the cream to the top? Is there going to be another Reagan, somebody with some kahunas that can lead this country?
God help us if it doesn't happen. It's necessary. We need leadership, and right now the leadership, in my view, has to come from us. It's got to come from us, from Watford City to West Fargo, you know, from Botno to Bowman. We just got to do it. We've absolutely got to do it. So, Jim, appreciate your call. Appreciate the passion in your voice, and hope you'll call again. Dustin, a vet in Williston, listening on KTGO, front of the line for our vets today. What's on your mind, Dustin?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you.
I'm a U.S. Marine Corps vet. I was infantry, and I deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan both. And my perception of this is when it comes to go, no go. For me, I say go. But a lot of people don't understand that there's a rising culture within the military, especially, you know, in the Marine Corps. The Marine Corps is one of the few to hold on to the traditional attitude that they have. And that rising attitude is more PC. And there's more people that think that way that are going into the Marine Corps. And I know plenty of veterans that I was in with who are vehemently against having anything to do with the Middle East or going to war again. That's why they got out. The attitude is changing so much. And it's kind of, I hate to say this, but it's kind of like a difference between the attitude of old Corps and new Corps. As far as the Marine Corps goes.
Well, it's sad to hear that, especially when we're talking about the leathernecks, right? That's not supposed to happen when you're a Marine, is it?
No. I mean, the Marine Corps, in my opinion, it still has those devil dogs who made the Marine Corps famous. They come in expecting that Marine Corps. But what they're confronted with is a progressive PC Marine Corps, or at least that's the direction it's heading in. And pretty soon, the Marine Corps is going to be running on steam. They're going to be running off reputation alone, because the people that are going, and the attitudes, the mentalities of people going in, are changing it. And as long as this PC attitude exists in our culture, I feel afraid for our country, because
we need to fight that too, Dustin. That's every bit the enemy as well. No question about it. And thanks for sharing. Thanks for your service. As a Marine, I tell you, unending respect for you and your fellow Marines, and for that matter, every member, obviously, of the active duty Guard and Reserve. But hadn't heard the angle that you proposed here, that, you know, there's a growing amount of tepidness in the Marine Corps. Never expected it there. Appreciate you sharing. Another vet from Crystal, listening on K-Fire 550. Cameron, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. You have your view, and I'll present my view. The conflict perpetuated by ISIS is a regional conflict, should be dealt with by regional states. If ISIS literally attacks continental United States, then you respond in a very forceful, full, complete manner. Until that time, this is a perceived threat, not an actual threat.
So you don't take them at their word that they want an Islamic State everywhere. You don't believe them.
I don't even worry about that, because I'm a Christian. And you know what? People running in fear of Muslims, if you're a wholehearted Christian, do not present a projection of faith, because Christ has the mightiest sword of anyone. And to fight violence with violence begets violence. The New Testament was very favorable to the attitude of Christians and also to the power of Christianity. Taking Christianity and religion aside, this is not a religious war, for starters. They're trying to overtake a certain area.
Well, again, you're right, little by little, but their ultimate goals are an Islamic State. But, Cameron, I'm going to put you down as no-go. Appreciate the call. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You need a truck? S&S Motors, Watford City is the place. Brent Stanford and his team at S&S Motors are the best. I love my new Ford F-150. Tell you what, did I save a pile? And you can too at S&S Motors in Watford City. Call them at 701-444-2341. And if you need a new truck, they'll find it for you. Whatever you want, whatever make, model, and they'll have it delivered. It's a great deal. 701-444-2341. S&S Motors, Watford City. Or stop and see them at 1204 4th Avenue Northeast in Watford City. You're going to love them.
My favorite thing in the whole world is hearing a mallard hen in the background at sunup on a cold, clear day. Hunting with your dog, to me, is half of being out there. That's what they live for. Most waterfowlers would say that it isn't about shooting, it's about tricking them. I want the customer to know that I truly want them to have a successful hunt. I'm Wayne Salem, and I'm one of the waterfowl experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah, my name's Dee, and I'm a longtime veteran. Here's the thing. It's not wanting to go. It's wanting to go with your hands tied, one hand tied behind your back with somebody putting a ball and chain around the other ankle and saying, just because the guy shot my, shot my buddy next to me in a foxhole and he put his weapon down and now he's standing there stupidly that I can't shoot him. Bull. Carpet bomb the hell out of them and blow them all the smithereens. And here's the other kicker. Let God sort them out, okay? It's ridiculous.
Go or no go, that from a veteran, clearly a go. And full bank of calls. We're going to get to all of you as quickly as we can, but I want your take. What would you do? Do you want ground troops there? Do you have the guts for this? Do we have the guts for us for this as citizens of the United States of America? Want your take at 800-228-0550. Todd in the oil patch, listening on KTGO. What's on your mind?
Morning, Scott.
Good morning.
It's a great day here in North Dakota. The sun's high in the sky. Cattle are drinking out of the drinking holes. The grass is green, and we got freedom like you can't believe. And that's what I want to see stay here. So I'm a advocating goal. I have a nephew that served 3 tours over there. He's active Army career man. I have a daughter in the Army Reserve. I never did serve. My dad served. And the biggest thing that I think of is let's take the fight to them on their soil, and I want it to mean something. I know in the past we pulled in and pulled out, and it was in vain, the sacrifice of lives, but I'm eternally grateful, and I give a big thanks to all the veterans that have served this country and done so well. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Todd. Good reminder to thank all of them for their service. Absolutely. Here's another one of those that served in the Air National Guard. John in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm contrary to most of your people here, but I think the solution to the problem is the draft. We need the people in this country involved, and 99% of the people in this country have no skin in the game. They want to cheerlead. Everybody's a hero. Military's fantastic. But themselves or their own children don't get anywhere near the military. So if you're really invested, you have to have skin in the game. And the skin, unfortunately, has to be on our sons and daughters at this point.
Do we need a draft,
and
John?
So,
given the fact we meet our military targets, do we need a draft?
Sure we do. We need people. We need the draft. And if you're too fat to be in the military, then, you should get on the I don't care what you do with them. You can take them down to Arizona.
My experience is both from folks that want a draft. It's usually liberals that are against the war who claim that the only people for war are people that won't send their kids there, right? And if I thought we needed one to be able to fill out the needs that we have to protect and defend the United States of America, I'd be all with you. I just see us meeting, even after the atrocities of 9/11, the recruitment targets of the military. I mean, we have an all-volunteer military, and they want to go, and their commander-in-chief says no. So if I were you, I'd spend less time asking for a draft and more time getting, your side of the aisle engaged on the issues. Lauren, a veteran, listening on 550 K-Fire from Minot, what's on your mind?
Morning. Well, you know what? The Geneva Convention and the rules of engagement at this point, and for the last 50 years, have really hampered us on going in and just beating the snot out of these sort of people. And, until the United States walks away from the Geneva Convention, nothing is going to change as far as us being able to do the job, get it over with, and come home.
Do you want us to go?
Absolutely, because they've already made the threat that they're going to put their flag on top of our White House. I don't want them here. This is something we owe our future generations to do now.
And I think we can fix the rules of engagement, too, if we speak loudly and proudly. Don, retired Air Force out of Fargo, listening on AM 1100. The Flag, what's on your mind, Don?
Yeah, good morning. Listening to a lot of the rhetoric coming out right now, these extremists, their only goal is to create caliphate across the world. And part of that charter is if you don't want to join my caliphate, you're a legal target. Whether you're a man, a child, a woman, armed, unarmed, does not matter. You're not a part of their scheme. You're a target. You look on the FBI website since the attacks on the towers in New York. We've had 800 Americans go over there to join the jihad. It's just a matter of time before they start coming here. So if we don't take a stand and if we don't fight against them, it's coming here. There's a mantra that I live by every day. It's all all evil needs to do to succeed is for good men to do nothing. We need to go.
Appreciate the call, Don. Mark you down as a go. TJ, a vet from Bismarck on K-Fire. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I'm not actually a vet because I didn't get sent over. I did serve, but I never was sent into combat, so I can't claim vet status, just to clarify that. But I really wish it was Friday today because I got to, are you kidding me? Basically, for us here in the United States.
All right, TJ, this is going to be really good, and the music tells me we need to get to the little news break, so hang on for an Are You Kidding Me? Preview of a Friday. TJ, if you can, when we come back on What's On Your Mind, don't touch that dial.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Roltec electric conversion system from Agri-Cup. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Roltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Yankton Canvas. Servicing the Fargo and Jamestown areas. Call them in Jamestown at 701-252-6927.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.